The dictionary defines ceilidh as a Gaelic word meaning a social event or a party with music and dancing. Today, the ceilidh is experiencing a revival with a young crowd leading the jigs, reels, and polkas. Our commentator Chris Nixon has been investigating.
Go to a ceilidh and it's packed with sweaty, joyful, and young people. This is the Climax ceilidh Band. They're helping revitalize an old sound. They bring a sophisticated, propulsive grandeur to the music that keeps the dancers moving. And if you hear any touches of rock and roll in there, thank group founder Richard Jones. He came to roots music via rock, including a stint with 70s hitmakers, the Climax Blues Band. The range of ceilidh is wide and it's become very popular. The full sound of the Climax ceilidh Band is a long way from the bare bones of fiddle and melodeon of Spires and Bowden. But they're one of the hottest duos in folk, earthy and rich, but with a relentless dance sensibility. That might sound basic, but it's several long steps from where ceilidh used to be. For many years, it rested on the staid end of the folk spectrum. Think of a very prim square dance. Country dances were held in village halls, and the music was raw and rural, drawn from many sources. Polkas, for instance, originated with the music played at fun fairs that arrived from Germany. They were heard and regurgitated, half remembered and half improvised by local musicians. The old core of accordion and fiddle stays at the heart of today's ceilidh music, but above that, anything goes. From bagpipes to saxophone to Latin percussion, everything is grist to the mill. The band Hecate, for example, top everything off with some nimble clarinet work. Ceilidh music began its comeback about 10 years ago, and many of today's musicians are in their 30s having come of age with it. Then there are those who've grown up with the new country dance music. Kerfuffle are a fine example of musicians who've been shaped by the scene. The music is stunning, and the playing almost virtuosic, yet the oldest member has only just passed his teens. The ceilidh revival began in the unlikeliest of places, Sheffield, an industrial city in the north of England. The university folk club there found its monthly dances so popular that it morphed into the ceilidh society, and the dances became more regular. These days, dances around the country are more like clubs or raves, with people bouncing all over the place. And when you hear the full-throated brass of the wonderfully named Wop Weasel, it's easy to understand why ceilidh is getting more and more people moving.
Our commentator is Chris Nixon.